Welcome to In the Garden with Keith Ramsey from the Garden Supply Company in Cary, North Carolina. We know better, so you grow better.
Good morning, Keith Ramsey with Garden Supply Company. It seems like these days, everybody that comes in the garden center has got deer or rabbit problems. And a lot of times these problems, they'll follow a cycle. The rabbits get really out of control and they're eating all the plants. The hawk population will increase or fox population will increase and then there'll be very few rabbits.
Right now in my neighborhood, the rabbits are winning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like some sort of scary movie or something. There's rabbits everywhere.
Yeah, I'll pull into my driveway at night and the light will shine and it'll be three or four rabbits just scattered like cockroaches.
I've got a little beagle that loves to chase rabbits and squirrels, and the rabbit poop on the front sidewalk, I think, is just they're just messing with him, really. He's asleep. He's locked up in the house and they're out there eating all our plants.
Our neighborhood definitely does have a set of hawks. There's two or three and one of them's pretty. And I got a tiny dog, and yesterday the big hawk landed on the railing to go downstairs where my dogs go outside off the back deck.
Wow.
The hawk was just sitting there like, I saw that little dog.
Yep. I wouldn't think right now a dog would even be of any interest. There's so many rabbits out. But when people come into the garden center and they've planted these plants and they've lost all these plants to the neighborhood rabbit.
Yeah, and there's certain plants that rabbits really, they're probably the expensive ones.
Yeah, it's always, they're going to start with their favorite plant and they'll work their way down. So you'll find these plants that they're rabbit resistant or rabbits aren't supposed to like them. And once all the rest of the plants are gone, they're going to eat that one too.
Yeah.
You're trying to give people good advice and eventually the advice just runs out.
I don't really like certain vegetables, but if it's served and it's the only food, I'm going
to
eat it.
I want something green and all there is spinach.
Put some bacon in it.
You put bacon on anything and it tastes good. Deer are another thing. The population of deer, the more houses that go in, the more the deer gets squeezed. There's all kinds of things you can do to deter deer and deter rabbits. Repellents are one of them. You're spraying the plant down. You need to do it on a consistent basis. So every time we get torrential downpours or a week's worth of rain, you need to go out and reapply. And you also need to reapply when the plants are coming out of the ground in the spring. They're the size of a baseball. When they get to the size of a beach ball, if you haven't sprayed it again, the repellent has been diluted basically by the size of the growth of the plant. So you need to add more repellent. The other thing you can do is you can do fencing, and you can do fishing line is a good deterrent for deer. You can run fishing line just around trees in your yard, and when they're walking along, you can put flagging tape on it. When they'll stop for the flagging tape, they see the fishing line, and then they just won't pass through that. They don't like the deterrent being tangled up in fishing line. So
yeah,
it's a good way of doing it inexpensively. And then
I wonder if they think it's a spider web. Nothing worse than walking through a spider web.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going the other way.
And especially this time of year in the fall, October time frame, there's spider webs everywhere. It seems like they're saving up a meal for the winter. We carry a number of repellents, but I Must Garden is a repellent that we carry that it's made in Chapel Hill. It's local, small company. It's all organic. It's a product that I just absolutely love. I love the owner. I love keeping things local and spending money.
I Must.
Yep. I Must Garden. It's been widely tested. There's lots of things. People always have solutions for everything that you can. Bar soap, mothballs, all these other different things. The thing with mothballs is they're poisonous. My parents used to use mothballs on hostas to keep rabbits away. They turn around and I've got a mouthful of mothballs, so I get my stomach pumped when I'm 2 or 3 years old. So the quick, cheap approach isn't necessarily the best approach, but they do work.
We had hostas all over the place. Like, it was just too much. And I'm not a giant fan of the plant. So
yeah.
I would have paid rabbits to eat those hostas, but they wouldn't touch them.
Yeah. that's the way it works. Now, the other thing is when the population is right, they're not coming into your yard. Like, the deer literally walk down my side. They don't do a lot of damage because I've got so many plants that they'll nibble here and nibble there. And when the population gets to a point, a new neighborhood comes in, those deer get squeezed into another, an older neighborhood out of the woods.
That's happening all over our area.
It's happening all over our area. We've been recommending bow hunters, actually, because removing some of the population, we don't have wolves in our area.
I think I saw an email from the game department about that.
Yeah. So we've got a list of bow hunters that we can recommend to people. And you find a nice, safe place, an acre or bigger, a 5 or 10 acre area in town or around town is ideal. But You find a good bow hunter and they remove three or four deer, you're affecting the population over time. And it's almost a must. Without removing some deer, you've got deer that are going hungry. Now they're crossing the road more often, and you're removing deer by car accident, basically.
Is the solution the same for rabbits?
I don't know what the solution is for rabbits. A beagle's a good solution for rabbits. I've got our trained where they walk in a circle because we've got one of those dog fences that it's a beacon in the house, and it sends a signal out a certain distance, and when the signal's running out, that's when the dog gets zapped. So the dogs know their circle. They never get zapped. The rabbits know the dog's circle. So they come out of the woods and they make this circle all the way around our yard until at nighttime, and then they come right into the circle. They know the dogs are inside. You know, the animals get pretty darn smart. Trapping rabbits, I guess, maybe, and have a heart trap and moving them to a different location. And or a beagle. A beagle's a good scenario. Some sort of little yappy dog. Fencing, there's all kinds of deer fencing. Fencing your entire yard is an option, but it's a little bit more expensive option. And
most traditional fences, rabbits are going to go right under, like a vinyl fence.
It's like a vegetable garden, you'd need a metal fence. And the deer fence, you can use a fairly inexpensive plastic fence that you can't see in the distance. So it doesn't really break your vision into the woods.
I see a lot of people, and I've done it before, try to put chicken wire in the gaps under their fence to keep out the...
Right. I mean, if you can create a barrier down low, that will help with rabbits for sure. But then you get a couple rabbits in the fence.
Yeah, I finished it, and then I was like, finally, I was sitting out on the deck the weekend after I got the thing all fixed up and all my little fences underneath my fence, and there's a freaking rabbit in the yard.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I trapped him or...
You don't want to see two rabbits in the yard. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Rabbit just moved into your fenced garden. Fencing works better for deer than for rabbits. If you're talking about a vegetable garden, a small area, you can certainly fence out rabbits. There's a lot of granular products you can use. IMUS Garden does a mole and vole granular, and they do a deer and rabbit granular, but that works really well. It's easy to put out. It's not like a spray. It's more of a scent-based product. So they come in, they smell garlic and some of these natural things, and they move on. And that works really well. Moles and voles are obviously another major issue, and they're doing damage under the ground, which makes it a little more difficult. There's a couple different things you can do. You can do like a vibrating stake. Some of the wind-based vibrating stakes will keep voles and moles moving on. They think there's a predator out there, and they'll just steer clear of that area. There's battery-operated ones that work as well. And then there's poison peanuts and poison worms that you can put down in the ground, and you're getting rid of the population. But the moles and voles and rabbits both, they multiply so fast. That's where it turns into an issue. Deer, at least, are having young once a year. So the population doesn't get as crazy until you see development like we have right now, and it just gets much worse. The other thing you can do for moles and voles is have permatil or sand. When you see surface holes from voles, you can add sand to it. The sand kind of hourglasses down into the ground. And it creates an environment where they can't create a cavity in the ground because the sand just keeps sliding down. So putting sand around a plant that's got a vole problem, it just fills those cavities and the voles will move. And then when you're planting, there's products like Vole King, which is a wire basket. You roll it around the root ball of the plant, and then you plant it within the basket. It's a stainless steel basket, so the roots just grow out of the stainless steel basket. The voles will still get outside of that basket and trim roots back, but they can't get all the way to the base of the plant, so they're not going to kill the plant. And then permatil is an old stem. Permatil is expanded slate. It's heated, and it pops and expands, but it's got a lot of jagged edges, so people will mix that in with soil and plant the plant in kind of a bed of permatil, and that keeps voles out and keeps plants pretty on the healthy side. But I think removal in a lot of ways and limiting the population, taking away some of their habitat. When you've got rabbits, if you don't have piles of brush where they can hide and multiple, they're going to move on and move into the neighbor's yard or head into the woods or whatever. If you've got a yard that's got a lot of cover, they're gonna find a place and you're gonna continuously have rabbit problems. But we have had a lot of people take us up on the bow hunting scenario. I'm a hunter, and when you've got a responsible adult that's been hunting for years, if you can give them a small corner of your yard, and they can put up a stand or put in a blind and start to remove a deer here or there, you're not taking a lot of deer. And a lot of times, venison and deer meat go to people that need. I took two deer last year, and we took the meat, and we actually put it on Facebook Marketplace. And we had 25 people that came to pick up meat this summer. It was up on the Virginia border, and there was lots of people that showed up for to pick up free venison, and it was all ground and ready, packaged and ready to go. So it was fun to feed the neighbors.
What about possums?
Possums are supposed to be good. They're always picking up the...
Yeah, they look great.
They're not a pretty animal. They're always picking up whatever meat scraps, dead animals, whatever. They're not great if you're trying to have a...
They're going after your veggies is what you're...
No, they're going after your chickens, maybe. If you're raising chickens in the backyard, they like to kill a chicken. But supposedly, they eat and remove a lot of ticks. That's part of their appetite. It's something that's new awesome. I've heard. Yeah, that's something new I've heard in the last few years. I'm like, two ugly creatures meet in the woods. The possum wins. Anyway, so there's the larger possum population you have, supposedly, the less ticks you have, but it is a creepy looking. Thanks for listening today. We'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thanks for listening. This episode is complete. If you're in the Raleigh area, find the Garden Supply Company at 1421 Old Apex Road in Cary, North Carolina. Find out more on our website at mygardensupplycompany.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Garden Supply CO. Until next time, we know better. So you grow better.